Tonight's shiur, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kama Psukim Tzrichim Likro L'Kol Achod. How many Psukim do you need to read for each of the Aliyah Sif Aleph? B'yom Shekorin Shlosha, in Korin Pachos Me'asor Psukim. On a day when you have three Aliyahs, you don't read less than 10 Psukim. V'yadaber Oylem in a minyan, including V'yadaber Hashem Moshe Le'mor. If the whole topic is done in less than 10 psukim, go in Parsha Samolek, like Parsha Samolek, in Bishalach, Shein Bar Ela Tisha psukim is just 9 psukim, Shapir Dami, that's fine. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, Pachas Me'asor psukim, we don't lay in less than 10 psukim, Yisav Gemara, the Gemara teaches, Sheniskan Keneged Aseres Hadibris, 10 psukim correspond to the Aseres Hadibris. Or it corresponds to the 10 statements of a Kaddish Baruch with which the world is created. But Ayin Shem Od, if you look in the Gemara, you'll see other explanations. Sifkat and Beis Min HaMinyan, Vayadaber is part of the number 10. Hainu Afal Pisha Ein LeMeid Dimen Hashem Chiddush, even though there's nothing new that we learn from that Pasuk, it's still part of the count of 10 Psukim. See, if cotton gimel could go on Parsha Samolik, when do we lay in Parsha Samolik? Shekorin b'pur. This is what we lay in on Pur morning. Our Chacham did not wish to add psukim before or after. To indicate to us that it's through Amolik that it caused the Ibn Hashem's name and his throne to be lacking. Like it says, Kiyad al Kes Ka. The word case is abbreviated as is the word ka. Kachiu parasha yosef chasem. So the parasha is also smaller than any other parasha. Se'if beis. Ein koirin im kol echad pachos mishlosh psukim. We need a total of 10 psukim. For each of the aliyahs, it's a minimum of 3 psukim. Shenayim koirin shlosha shlosha. 2 will lay in 3 psukim. Ve'echad koir arba. 1 will get 4. 1 will read 4. Whichever one reads the 4 is praised. That's Gevaldik that they got 4 psukim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dal. Whichever one gets 4, Kalama meaning to say, the more psukim you get to read, the better. The Maharishan Kara Abba Meshubach. If the first one reads 4 psukim, that's praiseworthy. We see a concept that that which is more important, that which is better, gets precedence. But when by the menorah you find the middle is special, so there's a specialness to give the extra positive to the middle. Vim achron karabon, if the last aliyah gets the 4 psukim, yishloimid the malam b'kodesh v'merid. There's a logic there too. You move up in kedusha, you don't move down. V'alkein lo kaptin and amisha zeiris atzmo b'karabon. Therefore, it doesn't concern us which of the 3 aliyahs had the motivation to read 4 psukim. Each one has an appropriate reason to say that they should get the 4th pasuk. In the time of the Gemara, it was the ones who were called up who did the actual reading. So whoever read the extra pasuk was praised. Today, the one who gets the aliyah doesn't read. It's the Baal Kore. There are different opinions among the later authorities. Sheyesh Oimim, some say, Shalarishon v'lasheni yikra shosh v'sukim v'la'achon yikra abba. We should bedavka specifically make it the first 2 get 3 psukim and the last get 4 because of Malam Bakari's Rema reading. Vayesh Shechokin Azeh, but others disagree with that. V'achshav nispashen ha-minik, today the minik has spread, Shekarn b'mincha b'shabbos u'b'sheni b'chamishi, kol ha-parasha ha-rishoyna shalaseder sheyirku b'shabbos abba'o. That Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday, we're going to lay the first Aliyah of the next Shabbos. Kakasu b'sidurim, as is written in the Sidurim, umutsuyin hafsakas haparash l'shtosh anashim, and there are marks noting where you should stop for the 3 Aliyahs. For Mishina Mesedah Zev, you don't keep to that order. Einu ma'akev, it wouldn't make a difference. Rakshal kalpadim l'yivchos le'echod pachas mishosh psukim, provided no one aliyah is less than 3 psukim, of course, and in total it's not less than 10. Se'if gimel, im dileg pasuk echod v'lo kira'o. If the balkari skipped the pasuk, he missed it. Imu b'mincha b'shabbos, if it occurred Shabbos mincha, o b'sheni v'chamishi, or Monday, Thursday. V'kara asar psukim below pasuk hamedulug, and he had 10 psukim that were laid without the pause that was skipped. Einu chazer, he doesn't go back. V'mlav, if he doesn't have 10 psukim, chazer, he's got to go back. Al b'shabbos, when it comes to laying on Shabbos, afilu dileg pasuk echad, even if the balkari misses one pasuk, chazer v'kari, he has to go back. V'afilu ach shehichzer satira. Even after the Torah was brought back to the Oren, the Omer Kaddish, and he said Kaddish, Chayzev Kairi Hu Shnaimo, you take it back out, and you lane that Pasuk with two more Psukim, Vafilu Hifter Vespal Musaf, even if they did Maftir and Musaf, Chayzev Kairi. You have to get that Pasuk. You cannot miss a Pasuk on Shabbos. Stop here. Mr. Brewer explains, Sifkon Hei, Vekara Asur Psukim. He missed the Pasuk. If it's Monday, Thursday, if it's Shabbos, Mincha, and he did lay in time psukim, umar yishkol echad kar shlosh psukim, and each oiler did get three psukim, ubein kulam hoyasor, and in total it was 10. So then we leave it alone. Demaydeh hadilu kar echad pachas mishlosh psukim, but if skipping meant that one of the three aliyahs did not get three psukim, I feel about the evidence sorach lachs of the curse that even if after the fact you have to go back to make it up, because the kameh b'siftad, as we'll say later in siftad. So we've got involved. Eino chozer. So on Shabbos, Mincha, Monday, Thursday, we don't go back. Tarkaras or psukim. He did read 10 psukim, because Tarkaras Chacham, that was the Takana. Veina pasuk hamadul chavasayom. It's not like the pasuk they missed is part of today's obligation. Vayikrenu b'Shabbos abachav. They're going to lay it next Shabbos when they do the whole parasha. So it's not an issue. Sifkan zayin v'im lach. But if it's not 10 psukim, then chozer, you have to go back. Hashakar rak tisha psukim ben akol. If in total is 9 psukim, you have to go back. V'after mavur the kameh b'sivdalet b'diyevet b'kar tisha ben hakol yotz. Even though we'll say in sivdalet that b'diyevet, if all you land was 9, it's good enough. Hachad yeshtei reisos. Here there's two problems. Shepiches me'asor psukim. That number one, it's not 10. V'gam dilig b'emsa, and you skip the pasuk in the middle. Gar tefei, that's worse. V'chazi goes back. V'hai v'chazi, when we say goes back, it means he realizes after he made the final bracha after the aliyah. He makes the bracha again. They lay in 3 psukim, the missing pasuk with 2 more. We never read in the Torah less than 3 psukim. He makes the bracha afterwards as well. So Yimash has to make the brachas again. If he realizes after the brachas, he has to make the brachas all over again. Sifkan ches. Pasuk echot. He skips a pasuk. Here he's going on Shabbos. On Shabbos, if he skips a pasuk, he has to go back. V'afilu miksas pasuk echad, even a part of a pasuk. V'afilu akteva achas, even a word of a pasuk. Tzorach lachzor v'lekroso, you have to go back and lean. V'yesh lahaschem etchilas osa pasuk lekroso, go back to the beginning of the pasuk and read from there. U'shnai mimo with tumor psukim, gedin pasuk shalem, the way we'd say in a whole pasuk. On a Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos afternoon, it doesn't bother us if he misses a whole pasuk. So certainly it doesn't bother us if he misses a word. I know everyone goes crazy and shul. They'll all scream and make him fix it. But the halacha, there's no halacha to fix it. Sivkatan tes, chozer v'kore. So on Shabbos, he has to go back. Vafilu karu zayin gavi, below pasuk hamadulg, even if he had 7 aliyahs that were perfect without the missing pasuk, doesn't make a difference because we need the entire parsha in its completion. Shlemus. And again, chayzer means, like we said before, you can call up another aliyah, and you make the brachas before and then after. Sefkan yud v'amar kaddish v'chayzer v'korei. If they finish and said kaddish, you go back and lay in again. V'nir shadav k'madila koye ba'aliyas v'rishonis. This is if the mistake was in the earlier aliyas. Al madila koye ba'aliyas shviyas. Let's say the mistake was in the last aliyah. V'koshkim aliyas and asafas alminin shiva, or if you added aliyas after the 7, ain't tzorach lachzor l'vorach b'kivun mishum pasuk medul. You don't have to make a special aliyah and read with brachas the missing section. The halo b'lavach yala maftir, because anybody calling up maftir, so you call up the last aliyah for the maftir, you'll just go back and start from the missing pasuk. Im ken yaskel humi pasuk medul. Go back to begin the maftir from the missing pasuk at safa parasha to the end of the parasha. So, this idea of calling up someone to make another aliyah to fix up what you mixed up, that's going to be early in the Seder. But at the end, we'll just put it into Maftah. We have even a bigger chiddush in Reish Beis. Ayn Sham Uber Halacha Sham Dir Masel Kaimalon. Look there in the Halacha in Reish Beis and in the Ber Halacha. The Machaber continues. Parashios Hamoadim. The Kriyas at Torah for Yontif. Dinum Kamo B'Mincha B'Shabbos. The Halacha is identical to Shabbos Mincha. V'Sheni V'Chemishim Monday and Thursday. The Fisha Kvar Karu HaParashios B'Shabbos Lehen. Because the actual portions we lay in on Yontif is part of a bigger parasha that we lay in on the regular Shabbosos. And therefore, you do have the totality of the Torah. And Mamel, if you missed the Pasuk, no reason to scream at the Balkoire. It's fine, let him go. As long as you get your Tempsukim in, you're good to go. Of course, even though you're skipping a pasuk, we're saying it's fine, you have to at least have five aliyahs or three psukim ish. That's the halacha, it's five aliyahs. Because if not, then you have to go back. No different than on Monday and Thursday if you're missing from the three aliyahs. Look at Magen Avraham, he writes. Do adin im dileg eze posig me apsukim shekorim b'sefer Torah shniya l'mafti avuchov esayom. If a person were to skip any of the psukim of the second sefer Torah, we would lay in the mafter for that obligation of the day. Dainu psukim korv musaf, these are the psukim of the korv musaf of the yontif. She'enu chayis, he doesn't have to go back if he missed something. Im lo shechiser ikaron shal psukim l'gami, unless he left out the essence, the most important part of these psukim. Dehainu, b'Shabbos she'erbo yom yishin l'chol hamoed sukkos. Take an example like this. Shabbos is first day chol hamoed sukkos. Sukkos is Thursday, Friday, first day chol hamoed Shabbos, right? She'karen l'maftir u b'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'shlishi. So for the maftir aliyah, we're going to do 2 days. B'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'shlishi ha'sfeka d'yom. And the Balkari just forgot Yom HaShlishi. That's the Yom HaSheni. Afa pisha kara b'Yom HaSheni. He'd read b'Yom HaSheni. Havikilu lo kara klal mechavas yom. It's as if he didn't read the Ikra Chiv of the day. The Didon, according to us, the Bikin, B'kiv, B'kiv, B'yachar. We know the calendar. So we know that really today is Yom HaShlishi. We do Sheni al Safik in case second of the Yontif was first of the Yontif, right? But really we know it's Yom HaShlishi. If you left that Yom HaShlishi, you got to do it again. But let's see the reverse happened. He leaned Yom HaShlishi. He skipped Yom HaShlishi. We're not going to make him go back and read the Bacha, Yom HaShlishi. You could open the Sefer Torah, read the Pesukim without a Bacha. Because that's not the Iker. Looking at the Rabbi, he writes more. There could be an occasion when skipping one pasuk would require you to go back and read the bracha. For instance, the whole obligation of the day was in that pasuk. It's the first day of Pesach, and you skip from the psukim of the maftir. So you left out the whole carbon. After that, it's not so significant to the obligation of the day. Or the first day of Sukkos. If you skip from Vihikraftim until the end of Parshom. So even though the simple halacha is, it doesn't make a difference, you miss a pasuk, so we mashlim it during the course of the year. But if the reason why we're laning it is skipped, then you got to go back. You got to go back because you missed the whole essence of that thing. Now, based on this logic, it should follow that the same is true in the aliyahs for the yontif itself. Why just the maftir? What about the actual laning for the yontif? So you look in Ber Halacha, when he starts Parshios HaMoadim, the Mechaber says, the Yontif Parshios are no different than Mincha Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. Look in Mishneh Berurah. We quote El Yerab, when it comes to the Musafim, if you missed the Iker Chavos Hayom, you got to go back. So it should be true for the Parsh itself. If you skipped the whole connection to the Yontif, Rakor Hamisha Krum ad Tishpasu Shabbatchem. Viniska Zela Achish Kor Maftin, then you did Maftin, you left out the Iker. Tzarech Lachse. You have to go back. V'leftarech HaSefer, open Sefer Torah again. V'leku Zohar Parashah B'vorcha. L'fnecha, make the brachas before and after. And read the Parashah of Sukkos. V'chem etzos mishin sadi bal Shar Ephraim Shar Ches Tiflam etes Pesach Shom Shalai. Found this in the Shar Ephraim Pesach Shom and Shar Ches. K'deverin, like we said. Ayin Shom, look there. El Shakosam, he writes, Shadah Sefer Shal Mechagiga Enukin, that the Sefer Shal Mechagiga disagrees. V'dayto, according to him, in this so if you realize your mistake after you start the mafter, you don't go back. So you'll open it up and lane it without a bracha. It's very unlikely for these mistakes to happen because people are hopefully following along and they go bananas when the balkari makes a mistake. But lemaisa, what Mishnah was pointing out is even though on a Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, we really aren't makbid, there shouldn't be makbid. If he misses a pasuk, because so what? You have the 10 pesukim, you have the 3 aliyahs, everything is fine. On Yontif, we want to make sure you mention the Ikra of the Yontif in the laning. And if you skip that part, that's not good and you should go back to take care of it.